What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll check in our Twitter polls coming up here. I hope Kyle's getting cooked on the idea, just the idea of A.J. Brown on his top 11 list.
They can try all they want.
Well, I did hear that Hugh was workshopping his list with the Afternoon Show guys out in the little common room over there, whatever
yeah,
you call
it. Yeah, they ridiculed me.
Well.
So I'm not worried about them.
What'd you do?
What did they get on you the most about?
Well, I was workshopping. I was telling them, I said, I have my list, but I, like, every now and then I forget a name, and I'll omit a name, and I need to figure out if I want to put on the list. And they was like, well, who do you have? And
a great way to make a trustworthy list is to openly admit that you forget names.
Well, no, what I'm saying is...
like Elliot with Saquon?
No, like I'm saying is, you forget, like, you have a list, right? Yeah. And then somebody will say somebody's name, you're like, oh, I forgot about
him.
That's
a lot of people to consider.
Yeah, it's a lot, because you only get 11.
Yep.
So I told them... how it broke down. I have 1 and 11. I told him that. And I told him the number of players that I have on each team. You know, I got right now, I told him I had, at least 2 Flyers, 3 Sixers, and 3 Phillies.
That's a lot of Sixers and Flyers.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
That's my take is that's too many.
I'll give you another peek. No Flyers on my list.
I don't have a Flyer either.
I didn't feel strongly enough about one particular player to warrant him a top 11
It almost
spot.
Felt like if I did it, I was doing it because I was excited about the team rather than any particular one player.
But for me, that's a part of it because you talk about the infusion of talent that we had this year
and
the excitement that it brought the team. And, you know, you talk about certain individuals that had some pretty significant, you know, standout performances.
Sure. I would assume by next year when we do the list that there will be at least a Flyer or two on it.
So I did. Remember I told you guys yesterday, I think I got to like 26 of just names like in the mix. I do have 3 Flyers I wrote down. They just didn't get to
me too.
The top
they were eliminated from my top 11.
So long story short, I got 8. So now I got like 3 spots. So now I got to figure out those 3 spots are coveted spots.
This is going to be a tough one for you.
Very coveted.
Well, you know, not really because it's like it's really only 2 spots because number 1 spot. Well, no, it's like I had it right. 2 spots. 3 spots. Yeah, I got 3 spots left.
So I bet they're all texting each other in the group chats. Like, am I going to make Hugh's list?
Oh, the players? The athletes? Oh, I'm sure this is all they're talking about.
We know Coop's on the list, but then that's where it gets hairy because now I only got 2 spots left. So who's going to get those 2 spots?
Is Coop on the list? Is he a lock?
Yeah, Coop on the list.
I think Coop should be a lock.
Is he a lock?
I think he should be. All pro. He was an all pro. First team all pro.
That's
and
wonderful.
And see, then there's a consensus. There's a consensus.
Wonderful. That means he's one of the best players in the league last year. Well, in the whole NFL.
He was a third corner on the team.
He was the best nickel corner in the
and
NFL.
There's the thing. Because there's a consensus that Quinion and Coop should go together.
Quinion's a lock.
So now it's spot.
Hold on.
Quinion's a better player.
They're both first team all pro.
That's awesome, but one's a more important position.
But we don't put
and goes up against tougher competition.
Right, but we don't use that logic the other way on Jalen. Well, that say Jalen's got to be high because he plays the most important position. He's not that great at that position.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's his problem.
Well, I know, but Cooper is great at his position. As is Quinion.
If Jalen was, I think,
and here's the thing,
above
Coop
average,
first team All Pro, you make the list. That's it.
Quinion might have suffered on my list because he don't get talked about.
Would a first team All Pro punter make the list?
Wait a second, aren't you perpetuating that by not putting him high? If you want to change the narrative.
But it's like for me, it's who moves the meter right now.
Would a first team all pro punter make your list?
No. Stop.
Okay.
But nickel corner is
being hyperbolic for the sake of making the point.
It's an important position. It's not. I think the days of like, oh, he's just a nickel. Like he plays 90% of the snaps.
I know.
Yeah, okay. My full list will be unveiled next week.
He's 12.
I think you're going to be shocked at how high I have Cooper DeGene.
That's fine. I would not like push back too hard against somebody having Coop on the list.
I have Quinion very high too. I mean, they both belong very high. All right, one guy that a year ago would have been on a lot of top 11s, if not all of them, and quite frankly, I don't know if he's going to be on a lot of top 11s this year because he just did not have a great season last year. Jalen Carter. We talked about it a few minutes ago, Hugh, that he has not, or at least yesterday. Participated in team drills, just individual. And that's after not showing up to the voluntary stuff, right? That so this is now this is a pattern forming here. Not showing up to the voluntary stuff, which again is his right. That's the CBA. He can do whatever he wants. But then yesterday, kind of half showing up. He's there. He's doing individual work, but not team drills. Nick Sirianni was asked today, as we expected, "Hey, what's going on with Jalen Carter? Let's unpack Nick Sirianni's the truth meter here, because he's not usually great at disguising things." Let's hear Nick.
Jalen Carter not taking part in team drills, is that injury related, contract related?
I don't have to get into. I'm not going to get into all those different things. Right now, I've been able to work some individual scenarios. On individual practices, and that's where everybody's in a little bit different boat right now, of where they are in the off season, and that's where Jalen is right now.
He forgot what Bob told him. He forgot. He had to remember. It's okay. It happens.
That was. That answer did not make me feel like this is not a contract thing because
Bob had him.
Well, he
had
basically said we're not going to get into that. What do you mean we're not going to get into it? If his shoulder is still, if it's a rehab program, like Jahad Campbell, right? Jahad Campbell is not participating right now in minicamp because he's still working back from the shoulder stuff, and they've told us he will be ready for training camp. Isn't the answer very simple? If it's his shoulder, we think he'll be ready for training camp. He's going through his progress with the doctors, and we're very very. Confident he'll be good to go. He didn't say that, which means the only thing this could be, and Hugh, the only reason he would dance around it is if it's a contract thing.
Yeah,
it's a contract thing.
He's okay. He can practice. It's just that right now he won his bread, and they're trying to figure that out, how they're going to handle that. Yeah, but like I said, he got the Cliff Notes. He just forgot them.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
It shouldn't.
I relate to that. It's relatable. It's real relatable. I can relate to that.
But do you think he has a notebook like you do?
No, he does. He probably has... right before we walk out, they say, "Hey, don't do this, this, and this." And if they say that, don't do this.
He says it starts with OTAs.
Yeah,
that's what he should have said. It starts with today's practice.
Because he started to talk about it, but then he thought about it. That was that. Hold up, no, don't do that.
Now that we heard that, plus yesterday, do we think there's any chance he's participating in team drills today?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Zero.
Nah, he chilling.
We have ourselves a contract situation with Jalen Carter this summer. It's one that I don't think this goes away anytime soon unless they just hand him enormous money. And if I were them, I would be very reluctant to do that. He still has, let's just unpack this. He has 2 years left of team control, right? They've already picked up the fifth year option for 2027. And then they could also franchise tag him. You actually could franchise tag twice. So they have 3 years of team control if they really want to exercise that. I would not rush into this. We'll see what happens. But it's a thing. We're monitoring now. Sounds like Jalen Carter has a contract issue. They got to resolve. Carl in Mapleshade is up on WIP. Carl.
Yo, gosh. Thanks for bringing me in.
Of course, Carl. What's going on?
The Knicks are in trouble.
Ooh, here come the Spurs.
Why.
I like that, Carl.
They are in big trouble because they've depended on their outside shot. Now, San Antonio in the last game came up and defended the three. They took away the open three.
Yeah, they got aggressive.
They launched 37 shots up, only hit 13. They can't compete with San Antonio on the inside. Now, if San Antonio, like Castle, stuck a dagger in their heart, if San Antonio hits from the outside, New York has to come out and defend the perimeter, which opens up the block. Game over. If New York has to come out and defend the perimeter, game over.
I agree. Carl, I agree. And I think the winner of tonight's game just wins the finals. If San Antonio gets this thing and it's 2-2 and they, two out of the next three are at home, I think they'll win the finals. Obviously, if the Knicks win and it's 3-1, they're in a commanding position. Tonight feels like we're going to figure out who wins this title.
Oh, absolutely. Who wins tonight wins overall. And, Joe, me, my nephew, and two other guys a year and a half ago came up with $145. We made 8 bets since then. We're up over $1,500.
Whoa!
I don't look to make bets. I wait for the bet to come to me.
That's the way the good gamblers do. You got to teach you a thing or two because he's
wait till it comes to me.
Well, he just doesn't decide he's going to make a bet. He's got to wait for the right one to show up at his doorstep, and then
he got to speak to you.
Hammers, yeah, gotcha. Exactly.
Now, San Antonio is returning 2-1 right now on the series. I don't bet against point spreads. I bet on series.
So you're taking the Spurs 2-1? You're taking the Spurs to win this thing?
I'm taking the Spurs 2-1. We're up 15.
I like it.
We're all going up 100. We got 400 at 2-1, ready to come back and make this hit. I'm telling you right now, New York is in trouble.
I like it. All right, Carl, what do you think about Jalen at practice? Does it matter how he plays?
Yeah, it matters how he plays. I'm not going to put 100% into what he does, but I want to see some accuracy, maybe some timing throws. Yeah, there is something that I want to see that I know he's at least a certain level before the season starts.
See, Carl gets it. Carl, we appreciate the phone call, and you enjoy game four tonight. Carl, very strong. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, what, $145 to up to $1,500?
That's a good day.
Is that
a lot more than $2?
How's your betting account looking?
Why we got to talk about my betting account?
Oh, we just want to know. We're curious.
You're
man.
The one that you peacocked when you hit eight-leg parlay three seasons ago.
We want to hear about your life
3 years ago.
Been that long ago? Three years?
It's been three seasons.
Been a while. Well, that should let you know. I ain't said nothing about no betting lately.
We should have figured.
You're on the big old zero? Donut?
No, I don't know donut yet. I've been playing it real close to the vest.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for football. I'm waiting to get back in my wheelhouse because right now basketball ain't been working out for me.
Yeah, good. Bet the Eagles? Bet AJ? I could see you betting some AJ overs. You're feeling he's going to have a big season.
After your football takes this offseason, maybe you take a year off.
What you talking about? My football takes have been phenomenal. What are you talking about?
Which ones?
All of them.
Excuse me.
Like everything that came out of my mouth.
I
just burped. I've been phenomenal. I've been on a heater.
Hold the line.
Yeah. Whoa. I think AJ's not going to be traded. Yeah, I remember saying that because I felt strong.
Well, Kelce, you could have traded on it, so you would have lost on that one.
That probably was a lot of bread. Been a bad look for me.
All right, our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. All right, I haven't looked today, so I'm curious where these all came down for these Twitter poll questions, especially Hugh's guesses on these. Let's start with the first one. Oh, God. Does it matter how Jalen Hurts looks in practice this summer?
78% no.
It's 64% no. What is wrong with everyone? I don't understand. Like, in any other sport, if the most important player struggled, how do you say that doesn't matter? This is the biggest coping that I've ever heard. And the same people that are voting no, if Jalen was lightened up, it would be like, this is the system he needed all along. Super Bowl MVP. Shut up, everyone.
Was Kevin Mitchell the whole time.
Oh, my God. But he's I mean, we also had the coping today. And I appreciate it to an extent. The coping of, I'm happy. This is what I want.
Because I'm happy.
I mean, the coping is just, and then I got Douglas over here blaming the media for the interception.
No,
the quarterback
I'm not blaming him.
Yeah, you rake them over the coals with the, I don't trust anyone but Elliott.
Naming names was a lot.
Marcus Hayes.
That's what we call pre-coping, because we're waiting for the reports, and then once they're negative, Hugh's going to say, well, I never trusted them.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do them like that. Man, they do a really, really good job of reporting what they see at training.
Yes.
I just felt like it was a little heavy-handed yesterday because it was the first day.
Do you think it was heavy-handed that, according to Elliott, they sit out there a half hour extra just so the offense could convert a first down and move the football a little bit?
Well, no, if he'd have said that, then that just shows that they're committed to getting this offense going. It's going to be like that. It's the defense where they are and what they're doing, it's going to look bad. No question about it. You just want to make sure, in my mind, wasn't at practice, but in my mind, you want to make sure that the quarterback is looking in the right areas with the football. Not so much the completion or anything just yet. You just want to make sure he's picking up what you're putting down right now.
Second Twitter poll today was, do the Phillies have a Trey Turner problem? Hugh, your guess?
78% yes.
Yeah, 75% yes. Yeah.
That Trey fandom foundation is cracked.
Oh, yeah. I think people are just, they've recognized we're in trouble here.
You mean with the wave the magic wand again? And then
get him
about it. People would be more receptive to it now.
Yes. I give everyone one more chance to come to my side. Yeah. I don't need an apology for all the mean things last time.
You should give the audience a mulligan.
Yeah, you know what?
On the magic wand.
Oh, for four tonight. We might have to tomorrow. All right. Should A.J. Brown be eligible for the top 11 lists this year? Hugh, where do people vote on this?
70% no.
It's 86% no.
Not bad.
14. There's not a lot of bad. Rascals out there at 14%.
Not bad. Kyle taking a deep
14% are out of their minds.
Well, you know, the problem is with asking if he's eligible. I don't care. He's on my list.
Well, so, yeah. I mean, you're going to do whatever you want. That's why Hugh's got seven flyers on his or whatever he's doing. And that's
I got two.
Okay.
There's somebody who's like, Kyle's trying to put him on his list. I didn't try, buddy. I succeeded.
Thank God. I ain't messing around.
The list is submitted.
You've clicked submit. Yeah. All right. You know, we haven't talked to in a while. Here, I see him on the line. We have to welcome to the show. Coming off his trip to Spain last week with the family, it's Kyle's dad, Mr. Quinn. How are you?
Hey, Joe. Hey, you.
What's
hey,
going
guys
on, Mr. Quinn? How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for calling. So how was the family trip? I'm assuming, since we haven't heard anything yet, Kyle, on good behavior with the trip last week?
86% of people say no. let's just say on paper, it sounded like a good idea. We had a nice crew. It was our family, our neighbors from across the street, the Fallons, Kyle, and his girlfriend.
All right. Well, how was the trip taken? So let's start with the flight. That's a long flight. How'd that go?
Oh, yeah. It's a long flight, all right. Real long when you have Kyle with you. Hey, Kyle, why don't you tell him about the flight?
I don't think I want to do that.
What happened on the flight?
Tell them about the in-flight entertainment Mrs. Fallon got to see.
No,
Kyle.
All right, no, come on.
What you do, Kyle?
Can we not?
What you do?
All right, what happened here?
I guess Kyle was bored on the long flight to Spain and wanted some alone time in the bathroom. Unfortunately for Kyle, Mrs. Fallon decided it was a good time for her daily constitution.
Oh, no. So Mrs. Fallon walked in on Kyle?
What was he doing in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's just say Kyle had both hands on the controls and he was enjoying the flight.
Oh, no. Oh,
come
no.
on, Kyle. He was trying to join the Mile
Congratulations,
High Club.
Kyle. Congrats. Yeah, him and his hand are now members of the Mile High Club.
Oh, God.
That is bananas.
Hey, it's not over. Not over. We get there, we land, and we go out to eat as a family. Kyle decided to sample the croquetas, and he blew out the whole restaurant.
What are we talking about here? Flatulence? What are we talking about?
Yeah, Kyle was farting up a storm. People were scattering.
Body was not ready for the Spanish food, the spicy stuff. You know, it happens.
Actually, it was pretty impressive. I was very proud of my son. He managed to create an international incident with nothing but his digestive system. they were screaming at him in four different languages before the room was empty. It didn't end there either. Kyle, why don't you tell Joe and you about what your mom and you was most looking forward to on the trip?
What was that?
What's she looking forward to?
Kyle's poor mother, the highlight of her trip was to visit the Basilica Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, one of the holiest, most solemn places in all of Europe. Mm-hmm. And Kyle starts up with the fireworks again in the middle of that.
Kyle, you're farting in a place of worship? Come on.
When you got to fart, you got to fart. Can't help it.
Just couldn't hold it, huh?
Can't help it. Your sweet mother was having a moment of reflection on this hallowed ground. You soiled your pants.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Real proud moment for Kyle. Lots of people go to Spain for the running of the bulls. My son goes for the running of the bowels.
This trip actually sounds horrible. So did you and Mrs. Quinn get any time together away from this nonsense?
Almost. Right, Kyle? Tell him about Thursday. Kyle feels better by then. Of course, he starts hitting the sangria, one of the local tappies there. So Mrs. Quinn and I, you know, we have a nice dinner. We head back to the hotel room for some what we thought was private time. Why don't you tell them what happened next, Kyle?
I don't think we need to. I'd rather not.
What happened next, Kyle?
I'm surprised you even remember.
Oh, no. Wait.
He got banged up.
Wait, now Kyle didn't walk in on you guys, right?
Oh, yeah. He walked in, pukes right in the middle of the floor, and then passes out in front of our bed. Private time with my wife. Soiled.
Well, thankfully, I don't remember that. So,
dang, Kyle,
of course you don't. You don't remember any of it. You're all banged up, Kyle.
It's the way you say your name, though.
All right, we probably should wrap this up.
No. You might as well hear how we wrap the trip up.
All right. Joe. Well, sure. Why not? I mean, we made it this far into the trip. All right. Tell us.
So here it is. It's our last day. We go to the beach. It's a beautiful day, picturesque day on the Spanish coast, like something out of a movie. Except in this movie, my drunk, flatulent, sacrilegious son decides he wants to go snorkeling around the coral reef by himself. Next thing you know, I get a call from the Coast Guard because my son has got his churro lodged in a coral reef.
No, God.
Right in the cave. Yeah. It took 7 young Spanish men with David Niven mustaches to shave them. Yeah, it looked like something out of Zorro. My son, the Spanish swordsman. Perfect way to end the perfect trip. Right, Kyle?
Mm-mm. All right, we hung up.
Probably went on longer than it should have in the first place.
Spanish swordsman.
You didn't tell us any of that. We asked you how the trip was.
Why would I?
Even off air. I mean, you didn't say you had any troubles there. That's a lot.
The Spanish swordman is crazy. Yeah. That is crazy. Kyle, you didn't tell us nothing about none of that.
Why would anyone?
Yeah, that's a lot.
It wasn't just one bad moment. There was a lot there. Mm. Especially on the picturesque day on the Spanish coast.
Yeah, and you getting banged up and passing out and everything. That's crazy.
Oh, man. Poor Mrs. Fallon.
No, we appreciate Mr. Quinn. We love when he calls us Joe. That was a lot for the audience to hear. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We got to get to a couple big pieces of NFL news, one or both, that certainly could impact us here in Philadelphia at some point, one in a significant way, and your phone calls, all those, plus you people coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us.
What are you doing?
You good?
No, I'm saying, I'm looking at this.
You want the call board?
Yeah.
We'll get to those guys.
What are you worried about?
None.
We'll get to those guys.
I ain't worried. I'm just like, what are we doing?
I have a great segment of radio.
It looks like an all-star cast to me.
What do you call it? The Marconi.
It's Murderer's Row coming up next.
Coming up on a Marconi session.
This is, we might send this segment to, if things.
Yep, especially with the used phone going off, cherry on top.
You know what's funny? Pushed the volume the wrong way, yes. Yeah. This is about to be the Marconi segment.
Oh, yeah. We just got back, and now we're
just
already losing
attention. Just send this one in.
The callers haven't even gone on.
No, I promise.
No, I'm saying we're about to win. So we're about to win it right here.
Yeah. Should we get to some actual content here? Or just
Let's go for it.
Okay. It feels like that's going to sort of like dampen the segment now.
Like the actual stuff we planned?
Yeah, okay.
All right, a couple pieces of NFL news. One definitely pertains to us. One, good. Can we hear Adam Schefter talking about Aaron Donald? So when Myles Garrett got traded to the Rams, it was like, some people were like, well, maybe Aaron Donald's going to come back. It didn't feel real. And now it feels real. Listen to Schefter yesterday on the possible return of Aaron Donald.
Nobody is coming out right now and saying Aaron Donald is coming back. But everybody is acknowledging that it is a possibility. And the fact that it is even a possibility in June tells me that I think there's every possibility it will become more real in July. And I think if and when they present a plan to him as to how he would be used, I think it's more likely than not that he'll be back.
More likely than not, Aaron Donald come back. Hugh, how do you think he'll play after 3 years of not playing?
Well, the game is a little bit different than it was when he played. I know, some people probably won't understand that, but it's a little bit. They'll probably bring it back slowly. He's been working out like a beast.
Oh, yeah.
I follow him on Instagram, and Jared Verse used to work out with him quite a bit. And he was taking Jared Verse through it, took him through there when he was working out with him. So, the game is a little different, but I think a guy like Aaron Donald, he'll be fine. He'll be fine, and they're probably going to play sparingly. because they got a starting D tackle. I forgot the D tackle's name. He's pretty
Kobe
decent.
Turner. Kobe Turner.
Yeah, but you know, work him in and get him acclimated. I would say probably by the middle of the season. You know, hey, it'd be a formidable tandem.
It's an insane tandem.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you heard Mac Wilson on the Cardinals yesterday.
What'd he say?
They asked him about the Rams getting Garrett.
This is Mac Wilson on the Arizona Cardinals?
On the Arizona Cardinals. He said, they got to get through us first.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, that's big talk. That's bold talk.
I mean, well, it's insane.
It's not going to work out well for him.
Yeah, don't feel Mac, like, buddy. I don't feel like, yeah.
If Donald, take a seat. If Aaron Donald returns, how many future Hall of Famers are on that team? Stafford?
At least four.
It might be more. Stafford? Davante Adams is probably a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he's got to do it for a while, but Puka Nacua's had the start of a Hall of Fame career.
He'd be biting people, dog.
I understand that.
He's a biter.
This isn't the Hall of...
No. You
know. It's the Hall of Bite. It ain't the Hall of Bite.
Doesn't he also have like 5,000 yards in 3 years?
No, he's a hell of a receiver.
Yeah, okay.
No question.
So Garrett's obviously a Hall of Famer. Aaron Donald's a Hall of Famer. McDuffie might be starting the beginning of a Hall of Fame career. He's been an all-pro corner, champion. There's a lot of Hall of Famers running around that team. McVay. Yeah. McVay looks like a Hall of Fame coach.
A few years ago... Was they had no draft picks and everybody thought they were going to go away quietly into the night.
They did not.
They did not go quietly.
No, they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. All right, the other thing, and here this is one I think we officially need to keep our eye on. So over the past couple of years, the Eagles have kind of broached the new stadium, future stadium thing, right? They first sent the email to season ticket holders about a year ago. It was like a survey, right? You know, in terms of what you'd prefer, in terms of amenities, roof, no roof. And one of the things on that survey, Hugh, that went out to season ticket holders 1 year ago was how far would you travel to get to a potential Eagle stadium, right? It's gauging, like, would you go 10 miles, 15, yeah. 20, 25, blah, blah, blah. So you kind of filed that away, right? And then remember Jeff Lurie spoke about this at the owners' meetings, I think, right around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed very noncommittal on anything. Like, whatever's best for the fans is best for us, right? There was no commitment to, nay, no matter what we're saying in Philadelphia. And Hugh, the reason I bring that up is this story that came out just a couple days ago from ESPN. The Bears board of directors, Chicago Bears, voted to advance their stadium development in Hammond, Indiana.
Indiana.
With the exact site still to be determined. It's the first time the Bears board has voted on any stadium site. So the wheels are in motion for the Chicago Bears. And like, let's just put this in context. This isn't like the Jaguars leaving Jacksonville.
Mm-mm, this is the Chicago Bears, Halas Hall.
Yes, Soldier Field.
And all of that.
And not even leaving Chicago, like the city, for a suburb in Chicago.
No, they leaving Chicago, period.
We're going, or they.
We're going back to Indiana.
Indiana. The Indiana Bears. I guess they'll still call themselves Chicago.
It's the same thing with New York. There's not a team in New York.
Well, how about this? The 49ers' new stadium is in Santa Clara, 50 minutes from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Foxborough is probably 35 minutes outside of Boston.
Yeah.
Hugh, look, I don't want it to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. But the Eagles leaving Philadelphia is not outrageous by NFL standards these days.
Mm-mm.
It's just, it's kind of what's happening.
It is what it is, man. And, you know, you talk about, you know, we named a few teams that have left the city. You know, at one point, they were talking about moving Buffalo, right? Weren't they? They were talking about moving the Buffalo Bills.
To Toronto.
Yeah.
Now, they have the new stadium now.
Yeah. They were talking about it, though. But, yeah, this is not a big, it just feels, I will say this. The New York Giants and the Jets, well, the Jets moved from Long Island to New Jersey, but they were never, like, you still commuted when you went from Long Island into the city. It was still a commute. It just feels wrong for the Chicago Bears to go to Indiana.
I agree.
It feels wrong. Like, there are certain, that's just like Green Bay, Wisconsin, like Wisconsin going somewhere else. Like the Green Bay Packers going somewhere else. It just feels wrong. Because when you talk about certain teams, blue bloods, that's a blue blood squad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at the Eagles the same way, Pittsburgh Steelers, the Green Bay Packers. There are certain teams that it just feels weird when you talk about them being somewhere else. And I know that some of the old Chicago Bears, when they heard that, they were just like, wow. But this is a money. This is money. This is for the money.
I know, and
for all this other stuff. But, yeah, it just feels weird.
This one just hit, I guess this one hit me the most of all of these different stadium moves and new ones and leaving the city. The Chicago Bears in Indiana hits.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a world, and I'm sure Elliot's okay with this, where, like, the Eagles are in Delaware with a dome. Like, that's not crazy to think
okay
that happened.
Wow, you associated that with Elliot.
Well,
I don't know how much of the Delaware thing he's okay with.
No, I'm saying there's a world they leave Philadelphia, sure, and that he wants a dome. Mm-hmm. Did I hear you say you're okay with that?
Yeah, going to Delaware.
A dome in Delaware for the Philadelphia Eagles. Can you stop?
He wants him to be closer. So
and he wants to be warm. And he wants to be warm.
Ain't that far from the house.
I'm like going to stand up during our stadium debates in the next couple of years.
But if you did put it in Delaware, where would you go? Like Wilmington? Like
I don't know.
You couldn't put it in Wilmington.
Why not?
I don't know, because it seems a little crowded in Wilmington.
I don't know. I
mean, you think it's more crowded than Philly?
No, I'm saying as far as like where would you like where would the site be?
Well,
like,
you'd have
would
to it be knock by the water?
Yeah, I guess by the water. Yeah, I guess.
A dome in Delaware. What a joke.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
How dare he?
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Richard in Lansdale is up on WIP. Richard?
Is it raining?
Richard?
Richard, are you on the train?
Richard's on the...
No, hold on. Richard called me and was upset that we haven't been able to get him on the
really?
Air.
Really?
And now he does this.
Well, he's on a train, though. That started moving. All right, Richard, back on hold. We'll get to him. Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
What's up, Joe?
Herb, how are you?
Chicago is very close. Indiana and Chicago is very close. So, you know.
Kind of like Delaware and Philadelphia. It's close. Yeah.
The last time I was out there was at Notre Dame. And I remember, you know, Chicago was pretty close. But anyway, this trip, Kyle, I can't believe you went to Spain.
Now I got to talk about it with you too.
Well, it's kind of embarrassing the way he acted over there. Yeah.
Poo, 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 huh? Yeah, boy. I was in Spain 40 years ago.
Wow.
Okay. But I went to Costa del Sol where it's real hot. Topless beaches, the whole bit.
Did you go to the topless beach?
Did you also have diarrhea?
Yeah, I was at the topless beach.
Let me tell you.
Were you topless?
I met a girl that was like 16, 17 years old.
Herb.
She was from London.
How were you?
And I'm going on a London trip, okay, in October. I just bought my ticket, Joe.
Okay.
Section 257, row 20. All right? You hear me?
Oh, we hear you, yes.
No, we're trying to figure out where we're going.
Maybe the next thing.
Yeah, you going right, Jew?
You going
to London, right?
We're going to London. Let's talk about London. We're going to London, for the Eagles and Jaguars game.
I was waiting for the other shoe.
You want to meet some nice British women, right?
He does, yes. He told us.
They got money. They got money, too.
So I'm about to go over there and prostitute myself in London. That's what I'm about to do.
You're not turning down money. Come on now.
Yeah, they got money. So what I got to do something strange for a piece of change? Mm. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
anyway. All right, I give you my top five right now.
Okay, what's your top five? Current top five in Philadelphia. Who you got?
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going with Jalen Hurts, number one. He won the Super Bowl.
That was not this past year.
Okay, number two. Number two, right now, the guy's been performing. Okay, Mr. Sanchez.
Number three,
I'm going with Schwarber.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been putting these home runs up on a clip, and I think this year he's probably going to beat his record. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he might get to 70 this year.
Someone said that.
The big thing is I need him to hit. I need this guy to hit in the postseason, him and Harper in the postseason. When I'm in London, I want to be able to say, hey, you're winning games. We're going to have the World Series, okay?
So we're all going to be in London together. All right, that'll be fun. We'll go, Hugh and you will go out and go to the pub.
That's a rage bait top three, though. I mean, you put Hurts one, Sanchez
one
two.
One of the Flyers players.
Who do you like? Zegras?
The top five?
Yeah, I like Lidar and I like Zegras, but I'm going to go right now. I'm going to go with Lidar.
Lindor,
you know.
So
Lindor at four.
And then okay. Maxey. Then we're going to go Maxey.
That's five.
And then we're going to go Devontae Smith.
Devontae's
you
at
got
six.
That Devontae Smith.
So I got Hurts.
And then after that.
Oh, that's seven. Okay,
go ahead. We're going to go. We're going to go with a D lineman, okay? We'll go with the D lineman.
Which one?
Doesn't matter.
Davis? Carter?
The D line.
Well, yeah, go with Carter. I expect Carter to have a big year this year.
Yeah.
And after Carter.
You said five.
I say.
He's on eight.
I say I'm going to put Lane Johnson in there, okay? Lane Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Long time lean, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
long time lean. That's that tracks.
Long time lean, and I got the rest of them. I got to figure it out.
Well, you workshop it. I mean, Hugh's still struggling with his list, so you guys have both figured out. All right, Herb, good stuff. We appreciate it. I'm glad we pivoted there. Yeah, that was a little bit much. So Herb's got Hurts, Sanchez, Schwarber, Lindor, Maxey, Devontae. And then he got himself a D line, Carter, and then Lane. That's his top
the
eight.
D line.
Yeah.
Lindor. I mean, Hurts won Sanchez too.
Lindor.
Lindor.
Not Lindor.
No, I didn't have Lindor.
Okay.
Didn't have that. Nah. Lindor.
I'm glad we moved to England and into the top.
It's an outrageous list.
Yeah, that story didn't sound like it was going the right place.
Hurts at one is embarrassing.
Over Chris Sanchez.
I just like anyone that has Hurts at number one off of last year, stop. Just stop.
You know what? But even so, like Chris Sanchez should be one on everybody's list.
We acknowledged that yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And not come on, Hurts. All right, Big V and Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Hugh, what's up, baby?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Big V.
All right, what's going on? Hey, Joe, listen. First of all, Kyle, I got to say this. You really put the fun in family dysfunction. Okay. But listen, man, Herb and Kyle's dad is a tough act to follow. So let's start with this. There have been a lot of Philadelphia teams that have moved. You remember the Golden State Warriors? They used to be the Philadelphia Warriors.
Sure.
The Oakland A's used to be the Philadelphia Athletics.
Tennessee Titans were the Houston Oilers. There's tons of them, yeah.
Correct. So you know what? You know, people just basically follow the money. So they're going to give owners money. They're going to move the team. That's okay. Well, if they move Philly to Delaware, we might as well get another Philadelphia team that's really going to represent.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Training camp.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's like practice. It's supposed to be a safe space where the players work out all their bugs and issues so that when they get to the real game that really counts, they're operating on a level of practice and excellence. Now, I'm really getting tired of getting drunk from all these Jalen Hurts haters
like
coming out spewing all that wine.
Douglas.
Like Hugh.
I mean, really.
I mean, that's what Hugh's been doing
all week.
Hugh, I would never, ever, ever say you unless I directly believe that it's you. I think that, you know, Spike has a big, part in the Jalen Hurts hater club.
Have you heard Hugh this week?
That's a whole nother story.
I mean, Hugh's the one trying to bench him for Andy Dalton.
I was not. Boy, I tell you guys.
Come on, Hugh. Take him out in the parking lot, meet him by your truck, and smack him upside his bald head. Okay? Let's go.
There's no violence here, and Hugh's the one benching
Hurts. Why? Because Hugh put Andy Dalton? Is putting Andy Dalton starting QB?
Hugh.
Okay.
Yes, I'm not going to discuss that because, you know, Hugh. Because
you're a kiss ass.
You should be used to it. No, because Hugh's always getting double teamed by you and your kid's
double
butt over there.
All right, Big V.
I'm looking at a free.
Big V, take a break.
Double team.
Come back tomorrow. I mean, again, everyone listening this week has heard the same thing that I have.
What's that?
You've greased the skids.
I have not greased the skids.
Everyone's dancing around that this week.
I didn't grease the skids anything. I'm telling you what I see. I'm giving you analysis and talking about what I think potentially could happen. But I also said with that, I gave a caveat. I said, I think Jalen's going to be fine.
But
if
he's not,
then they're going to put Andy Dalton in.
Yeah, again.
Why do you think Andy's here? Why do you think, okay, what
other
reason?
I don't know why Andy's here.
It's a really good question.
Why the hell is Andy Dalton here?
No, but I keep telling you because if it goes awry, they're going to try to put him in there and let him be the quarterback.
Yeah, but that's dead end.
That's what?
It's a dead end, Andy Dalton. He's 38 years old.
He's what you call he's the bus driver. Help get you to the next stop, if that whatever you decide to do.
So he's the bridge quarterback?
Bus driver, bridge, whatever you want to call it.
But this thing's going to crash into a wall if it's Andy Dalton.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen.
I agree.
That does not happen. Yeah. But that's why he's here. Why do you think it's the writing's there? He's getting as many reps as the quarterback. He's trying to get him up to speed if the quarterback isn't up to speed.
All right. Hugh Douglas, you heard it here first. All right. Let's get to you people.
They be ducking them.
So I got to say, I love the picture that goes around on Twitter when we post a poll of me and Joe at the Phillies game looking like a couple of dweebs.
Yep. I mean, like these bleeping guys? Yeah.
I mean, we look like a couple of ball knowers, if you ask me.
That's,
you know, balls.
That's where you should get your sports opinions from. Also, not sure how this came up in the chat, but big debate about fast food.
I did notice Arby's was being talked about.
It was a big debate about fast food. Okay. I guess we're in the throes of the offseason, which,
What's up with the fast food? What's wrong?
I don't know.
They were debating what's better.
You know, I don't want to hear people telling us that it's a slow news day when they're yucking it up about fast food.
I agree.
In WIP chat.
I agree. That's on them.
Speaking of, which fast food chain is Jalen?
Ooh.
What do you mean?
Like if you had Jalen is this fast food chain. Like what do you think the best fast food chain is? Like what's your favorite? If you had to go to one.
If I had to go one, I was thinking, like, if I had to pick Jalen, like, I was thinking have it your way. What's BK? That, Burger King?
He's Burger King?
Yeah. Have it your way.
Because he has to have it his way?
Well, no, because it doesn't matter what it looks like. It looks like how he wants it to look.
Well, it does matter what it looks like.
That's not bad.
If you get a burger from Burger King and it's all gross, you're not going to eat it. It does matter what it looks like.
What do you mean? When you say gross, what do you mean?
Like if it's all messed up.
Yeah.
You mean like, but it's still a burger. Well, like you mean if the lettuce and stuff hanging all off the
sides? I was gonna say McDonald's because it's overpriced now, and it's just living off of name recognition.
McDonald's is overpriced.
Well, dude, I think they're all overpriced.
Yeah, I just won't eat there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We know Donald's McDonald's no time soon.
No, we lost those.
That's it. Done with Kyle.
What did Kyle do?
You'll be back.
Today was the last
straw. I'll be back.
Okay.
What'd you do?
I'm probably the AJ thing.
Well, that was a joke.
That
was a joke.
Yeah, it's okay. Guys, there's a fire drill. Do you have any best of Paul Jolovitz ready just in case?
There was a fire drill at 10 a.m.
We don't acknowledge those.
We don't. Yeah, we. They.
Yeah, they don't bother with us.
I gotta say, take it kind of personal. It's always at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
Never 9:30. Never 9.
It is interesting.
Never 2:30. Always 10.
Yeah, we don't acknowledge those.
No. Enough with the what ifs, guys.
We do that every day, though.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
It's all hypothetical.
Also, like, if we're going to talk about football, that's really all we have now.
Yeah.
There's no games or anything.
What if this happens? What if that happens? Of course.
Can't Joe just listen to Hugh for once?
No.
No, he's never going to do that. I mean, it would be boring
also,
if he did.
But also, if I listen to you today, you just leave me down conspiracy theory lane about the media.
Conspiracy. Always twisting stories.
The narrative.
Who was it? Jimmy Kimmel?
No, what? Jimmy Kimmel. I'm sure Jimmy Kimmel's not at Eagles practice.
Jimmy Kimmel down there doing Eagles practice, writing all these, spewing all this hate and lies.
No, not nobody's spewing hate.
I'm just kidding, Jimmy. If you're listening, don't take it personal.
This is just like the people out there to defend you. All lies.
Don't take it personal, Jimmy. We're having fun.
Speaking of, Elliot is lying about how Hurts looks at practice, guys.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that's now we've reached this point of the program where if we don't like what we hear, it's a lie. Okay.
All right, one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not seeing any reports of Red Star Cole Payton struggling at practice. Just saying.
That's your guy.
Red Star Cole Payton. That's the future Mark Brunell to the rest of you. Red Star Cole Payton. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day.
It's time to go.
It is time to go.
Damn.
Philly's going to win this rubber match of the series tonight?
Yes.
Luzardo.
Wait a minute, against Scherzer.
Yes.
Still pitching.
Old man.
Yeah, you got to get this.
All right, we got to get this one tonight. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.